that they get influenced. It's like sometimes people be brainwashed to believe what they want.
Okay, but the media is the most educated part of our country. They have the highest education.
No, but guess what? They believe the way they want to be.
Okay.
Media, because I you know why I know that? I use some film channel, I watch all these channels.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I originally, I was a Democrat.
Did you ever watch public broadcasting, PBS?
I used to, like some part of it.
Okay. Because they're the most conscientious official.
Based on all the videos that I watch, and that's how I transform myself. Based on, there was nobody that tell me. It's just me watching the media and listening all of them.
Do you ever watch Fox News?
Yes.
Okay, do you not think that you're being brainwashed by them?
No.
Why is it, why can one group brainwash but Fox News can't?
Because you know why? Because I listen all the news and I use my common sense.
Have you been watching the hearings and over the last few days?
Yes.
Did you realize that they heavily edited that video?
Of what?
That video that they showed of the riots? The insurrection.
Yes, I know that.
They heavily edited that.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying.
They cut out the worst parts.
I know the question you're asking, but trust me, I used to watch all the channels.
Hey, Gary, you don't know PBS. That's suspicious.
No, but I don't know. It's not suspicious because I never watch a lot of it, but I watch some of it. That's just one media. So if not because I didn't watch one media, that doesn't mean I don't have knowledge of everything. Because I watch all the media. I used to switch from channel to channel. When they had the liberal radio station, I used to listen to them. So I listened to the liberal, the conservative, and that's why I formed my opinion.
So why do you think that 90% of African Americans in this country are opposed to the GOP, the Republicans? Are they all brainwashed? Seriously?
Yes.
You think blacks are brainwashed?
Yes.
You're really discrediting people.
Yes. No, it's not my people. It's their people. But guess what? You see, when you give things to people for free,
what?
When you give things to people for free,
why do you say it's free? They suffer.
Come on. Why do people suffer too?
No.
But, what? Don't tell me that.
Oh,
so we can't.
On.
If you said no, I can't have a conversation.
Let me tell you something. Don't quit. How much education have you had?
It doesn't matter the education that I have.
Oh, really?
I've been around America. I think I'm amongst poor white people.
Okay.
Poor black people. So don't tell me, let me tell you something. I've been out there. I work for myself. I use work for company.
Okay, Marion Oaks is not a very...
listen to me. I live in New York City, man. Listen to me. Let me tell you something what you don't know. I live in New York City, near Harlem. I used to go to Al Sharpton rally.
Oh, okay.
So you can't tell me nothing.
Well, he's a little extreme.
No, he's not.
You can't judge Democrats.
So you can't tell me politics, man, because I know it.
Okay, you don't know me either.
No, but I'm trying to tell you, I'm following politics from my country.
Right.
Okay? So, and I always listen.
Why would you tell me how much education you've had?
It's not relevant.
You don't think that's important?
At least I can read and write.
Okay. Well,
all right. Suppose I tell you the education could brainwash you too.
Well, anything can brainwash somebody, but education teaches you to be a critical thinker.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Teach you?
Yes.
Well, and if somebody got to teach you to think.
No, you have to learn.
Somebody got to teach you to think? Come on.
You have to learn.
Are you
serious? Oh, yes. All children are
critical thinkers. Well, you believe in what they call, I think they call.
They're not critical thinkers.
What do you call common sense? Common sense?
Yeah, I know what Kermit says.
What is it?
He says education for the masses.
Listen to me.
Education for the masses.
I understand stuff. Because... I'm a person, I read, I listen to talk shows, as I told you, because I was grown up like that, deep in politics from Jamaica where I'm from, okay?
Let me ask you something, do you think it's right that there should be assault weapons that can kill hundreds of people with one round? Do you think those should be sold?
Well, guess what, you're gonna ban all guns?
Huh?
You want to ban all guns?
I didn't say that. No, I said assault weapons.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's gone.
No, it's not.
It doesn't matter.
It's not a gun? Look, I was in the Army for 5 years.
Yeah?
I know what an assault weapon can do.
Okay.
In 1 second, it can release 15 rounds. Mm-hmm. 1 second. Mm-hmm. Okay, so all they have to do is pull the trigger mm-hmm. once, 15 mm-hmm. shots. That's a whole different than what
so
the
you're gonna get rid of
fathers.
A sergeant weapon. Tell me what you're gonna get rid of.
I think that's important, don't you?
I'm asking you, how would you get rid of it? Tell me, how would you get rid of it?
I would ban them. I would make it illegal to sell them.
You don't have to. So, okay, just because you set a rule, a law to say it's illegal to sell them, that means it's not going to be sold.
It's a start.
Look, it's not going to change nothing.
Let me tell you something.
Mad people.
Look what they did in Australia. Look what they did in Norway.
Let me tell you something. Mad people is going to be mad. It doesn't matter what.
Yes, but how many people can you kill with a knife or a musket? How many people? Versus an assault weapon, 1 second, 15 rounds. Don't you think there's a little difference?
Yeah, but if you're gonna ban, you're gonna have to ban it from the military.
Okay.
You know what you'd have to do? You would have to ban making it. And
yes,
that is the, and even if you ban making it, people's gonna make it.
Well, okay, but it's much fewer.
So it doesn't matter.
And it wouldn't be sold.
Because this is a bad guy. It doesn't matter how many
an 18-year-old shouldn't be able to go into a gun store and 2 days later kill 21 people.
Okay.
You think that's right? Do you have any kids?
An 18-year-old should be able to join the army?
I don't think that's right either.
Okay, good.
I happen to have volunteered for the army, but I don't think 18-year-olds should be
so you have to
killing
have the,
people.
You have to have the debate across.
Do you have any children, sir?
Yes.
How many children do you have?
Four.
Four children, and you don't worry about them being in a mall, being subjected to an assault weapon?
Yeah.
You don't worry about that?
That's not relevant, because guess what? You worry about anything.
No.
You can worry about driving on the road. You got to ban cars.
That's important. Driving is
you
want to
ban
valuable.
Cars, though?
Driving has
I'm
a valuable.
I'm asking you. Don't cars kill people,
right? You're making a false comparison.
What?
That's a false comparison.
There's a difference between how you die, right?
A car. Yes, there is.
You seriously?
You have to drive. Society needs cars. Society does not need guns. You know why we know this? Look at what Australia did. They had one mass murder, and they banned all assault weapons. This is a nation of 30 million people. Oh, in two months, they banned all assault weapons. And they haven't had a mass murder since. Same thing with Norway. They had a mass murder. Other countries are doing this. Why can't this country protect our children?
We were talking about Australia. And, because guess what? You could pick and choose every country you want. You have to just pick out Australia. Because they don't have a lot of gun violence.
They don't have what?
Well, how many countries in the world?
How many countries?
193. Okay,
193.
So how many countries you can pick out? Out of that,
every country
that
has banned assault weapons has seen a dramatic reduction or a complete reduction of mass murders. And that's what I'm worried about. I have a 5-year-old about to go to kindergarten. I think about that every day. In August, she starts school. Any kid can hop the fence with an assault weapon and kill 30 kids in 2 seconds. 30 kids in 2 seconds. Doesn't that bother you?
I understand where you're coming from. But guess what? How many times people up the fence? How many times all the mass shooting? Of all the mass shooting? Let's talk. How many times? Tell me how many times that's recorded that somebody up the fence and do the mass shooting. Just tell me that's recorded.
Okay, it's not just hopping the fence.
Okay.
It's going in through the front door, the side
and
door.
And that's why you need security at the front door.
Okay, but you can't have security. You can't have only one door.
Yeah, why
not? That's a fire hazard.
No, you have emergency exit, which is different, which cannot be moving from outside. What are you telling me? You're going to tell
me. The teacher propped open the
door. Are you telling me that all the fire exits, that have an emergency exit is a fire trap?
The teacher propped open the
door. Okay, and I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying.
So if you're going to have an accident, which would you rather have? An accident? Which would you rather, if you were driving and you were about to have a crash with a car, would you rather have a crash with a small passenger car or a Mack truck?
Well, I rather have a big truck.
Really? Yeah. You don't value
your
life?
The bottom line is, accident is going to happen.
All right, this has been very educational.
Matter.
I don't think you're going to move. I'm certainly not going to move. My name's John. What's your name?
Horace.
Like Horace Mann.
This is not about moving. It's about we having a conversation and we disagree. No, that's all it is. It's not about it.
I don't think you feel.
Just like
I don't think you're feeling me.
Yeah.
I don't think you're feeling me.
Why? Because I don't agree with you.
No, because I'm terrified for my daughter's life.
Oh, I'm not terrified for my daughter's life.
They're probably not. Are they in school?
No.
They're not in school anymore.
The last one just graduated. But it doesn't matter.
It's not the same.
I was saying the same thing. I was saying the same thing when they were in school. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, I'm really shocked, you know.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I'm really shocked.
That's the problem.
You're an African.
And that's the problem.
Of African descendancy.
Hey, hold on. That's the problem. Well, I have you guys. I'm going to say you guys are shocked that I'm supporting a Republican. And I'm not even a Republican. I was already a Democrat.
I'm not against all Republicans, but I am against Trump.
Yeah. Okay. That's why
I came here.
And you have the right to do that.
Okay.
You have the right to do that.
I don't
that's
know
what
about
it is. Alright, so you think Biden's doing good for the country?
What?
You think Biden was doing good for the country?
Buy a drink?
Biden.
What about Biden?
How do you think he's doing good for the country as a president?
I think he's doing much better than Trump.
Yeah. What?
He's doing much better than Trump.
Yes,
I am. Don't blame him for the high gas prices.
What?
Do not blame
no,
him.
No, Trump was in power, you would have made him
in.
So don't listen to me. You know like Trump. If Trump was in power, you would have made him in. So don't say that. You're being a hypocrite.
Trump sold out to the Taliban.
Oh,
right. He sold out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hold on. Biden's been in power.
Right. I can't hear anything.
Hold on, is Biden been in power?
Doing politics. I don't know.
Okay, you should know.
50 years.
Yes,
I know.
50
years.
Yes. Doing what? Years. Now, what has he done? What has he done all the 50 years?
Major things
for
helping the poor, helping the disenfranchised.
No. He does politics and lies.
No, that's what you've been fed. You've been brainwashed.
Okay.
You've been brainwashed.
Okay. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Can you tell me something?
You've been brainwashed.
I've been brainwashed by all the deals he and his son have right now. I've been brainwashed by that. That the deals he made with his son to make money for the family.
I can't hear
you. No, the deals.
Maybe we should go
deals,
out there.
You hear what I'm saying?
Let's get out of this sound.
The deals that he made with his son. You see, the point is this, people want to know what they want.
The father for his son.
But he's a part of it. Okay. If it wasn't for him, he could not be doing what he's doing.
What about Jared Kushner?
Yeah.
And Ivana?
Yeah, tell me about what they do compared to what he does.
They sold out the whole country, Western Sahara. They lost the sovereignty of Western Sahara. They sold it to Morocco so that Morocco would recognize Israel. An apartheid state.
So you are opposed.
You know what apartheid is?
You are opposed to Israel.
I'm not opposed to Israel. I'm partly Jewish.
It doesn't matter.
I'm opposed
to
Zionism.
Listen to me. I know people who are Jewish, but the politics get in the way. So it doesn't really matter.
I'm opposed to apartheid.
Now that's why the worst part of it is that when you're going to tell me, let me tell you something. If most people were right every time, the world would be a better place. So when you're even gonna say to me that you are surprised, like you know, basically you're trying to tell me that I'm sold out to my race.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, but that's not true.
Okay, I hope this candidate is not like Trump.
This person from back in my country, I'm a guy. Where people respect me, you know why? I tell them my views and how I feel, and they respect me for that.
You tell them what?
For what I believe. I could be in a crowd of people,
okay.
And hundreds of them the same thing, and I stand by what I say.
Okay,
so
that's
I'm not going to grab green to agree. Because guess what? All black people be better off on the Democrats. If you put Democrats in power forever, black people still never going to be better. Because guess what? There's no policy that would be safe to be here.
Were you here when Ronald Reagan was a president?
I just came to the country when
he was horrible. He was horrible.
But a lot of people love it, don't they?
A lot of people are brainwashed by Fox News.
Oh my God. What's Fox News?
Hey, you use the term first.
What?
You use the term brainwashed first.
Yes. And it's okay.
Okay.
And you could use it back then. It's okay.
Okay.
So we are here.
Okay.
We are here.
Ronald Reagan, what he did was, he
released all of the crazy people from the psychiatric hospital, and so the states had to take up all of that cost, and then there are all these homeless people. It was because of Republican Ronald Reagan that we started this homeless crisis.
We should have prevention, not cure. I'm all for working on the cause and not the symptoms.
So okay. You think, okay, I'm asking you a question.
Let's walk out this
way. When the election was stolen?
I can't hear you.
I'm asking you.
What?
Ronald Reagan, right?
Yeah.
Election was stolen when he got it?
No,
what do you think? It was fair?
No, I think it's fair.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't think that the election was stolen from Trump.
I think it was.
No. Yes. Every state, states run by Republicans, yes, have done up and down reviews.
Let me tell you, let me explain to you why it was stolen. I know, as I said, I use the word common sense. Number one, this is the United States of America. All the Democrats, they don't want no voters' ID. Okay?
No.
They want mail-in ballot. Let me tell you something.
I
know about crooked election. It's easy to steal election in a mail-in ballot.
Mail-in ballots are not the same.
That's not true.
Maybe in Jamaica it's a problem, but here we have control.
In this election, that's what it was. I'm not being brainwashed by, trust me.
That just doesn't hold up to the facts.
You know what? This is what I know happened. A lot of people in the Republicans are cowards. Recently, because of the chance that you're going to be the president, and this is not what somebody tells you, and maybe this is the first you hear it from somebody, they want to get the third position. So the tide of the court to find out the truth, that means me, I don't hear Fox News ever tell me that, because a lot of people on Fox News don't talk the way I talk.
Okay.
So I'm not being brainwashed. I'm using my sense.
Okay, but
because guess
I
what?
Think you're all
if people really want to vote for a president, guess what? They're gonna go to the ballot and vote. Forget about the pandemic itself. Because they use the pandemic.
I did a mail-in ballot because I worked and I couldn't take off Tuesday.
Okay.
I knew that I had to work. I work early in the morning. So I did a mail-in ballot.
I'm not saying mail-in ballot is not good. But there's chances for cheating in a mail-in ballot than anything else.
But that's been disproven many times.
No, it's not been disproven. Because it's never going to be.
No, you're not listening to the facts.
I'm listening to you. You just want me to agree with you. That's all it is.
What about all the states where the Republicans are governors and they did a careful review and they found there was no fraud?
No.
Are you going to say that they're crazy too?
No, they're not crazy. They're political up. Huh? Because a lot of them, establishment, I understand the word politics up, establishment, cronies.
What?
Both. Establishment, crony on both sides. Yes.
Okay, but this is
because,
not Jamaica.
Yeah. It's nothing to do with Jamaica.
Okay.
Hold on, let me tell you something. In Jamaica, we don't have no freaking mail-in ballot. Okay?
Okay.
It's better than here.
I don't think so.
It's never been contested.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, it's never been contested. When election run here, nobody can try for fraud. That used to happen like early in the 70s. And let me tell you something. You cannot vote in Jamaica without your ID.
Okay.
My country that you want to bash
down. That's too bad.
Why is that? Because
some elderly people don't have IDs. Okay, some poor people live homeless.
You know what they do?
What about
homeless?
The homeless?
Where? They carry people to the pool. They carry them
but
to the pool.
But you can't get an ID.
I'm just trying to show you.
You can't get an ID if you don't have a home.
What?
What's your address? What's your address?
In America. So you're trying to say, in Jamaica, we are more developed than America.
Maybe, I don't know.
You cannot. Everybody get an ID.
I've been to other Caribbean countries, but not Jamaica.
So I can tell you, I'm not just Jamaica alone. Other Caribbean are the same thing. Everybody get an ID.
Are you staying here or are you leaving?
Not staying here.
All right, Horace, nice talking with you. I have to say I respect that you defend your opinion.
Yes, and okay? I respect you too.
And I don't think that you're an idiot or a fool just because you don't have a college education. I'm not looking down on you. Hey, I'm just curious.
Let me tell you something. College education is just we've trained you to brainwash you. This is a political thing.
Brainwashing is done on both sides.
Yes.
Both sides.
Okay, well, but I'm not brainwashed.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you, man. Hey, have an Irie day.